Hello, I am Neil Hughes Hutchings, Head of NACTHEMS Health and Safety. I am back for another edition of my podcast. If you are unfamiliar with the format of my podcasts and blogs, then as a reminder, their purpose is to act as a starter topic for further discussion within your organisation, or to assist with improving compliance, or to allow other workers to understand the specific topic being discussed. In previous editions, I have covered many health and safety topics. But this month I'm going to talk about what you might expect if an HSE inspector visits your organisation or premises, the powers they have, and the different types of notices, letters or advice they may give you. I hope that my podcast will put your mind at ease and give you some advice on how to go about this. The job of a health and safety executive inspector is to keep people safe and healthy at work. They visit many organisations every year, and a visit to your premises is just one they routinely carry out. It also isn't unusual for them to turn up unannounced. The law allows them to do this, and I'll discuss this later in my podcast. Enforcement responsibility is shared between the HSE and local authorities. For example, the HSE is responsible for enforcing health and safety legislation in hospitals and nursing homes. Local authorities who have a similar role to the HSE operate at a local level within the area controlled by that local authority. The environmental health officers within local authorities have the same powers as HSE inspectors. They would be responsible for enforcing health and safety legislation in sheltered accommodation and care homes. During a visit, an inspector will want to know and see how you keep your employees safe and anyone else that may be affected by your work activities, such as residents, visitors, and subcontractors. During the visit, they may give you health and safety advice. The inspector will probably want to understand what it is that your organisation does and will want to look at the risks that may arise from your work activities. They may look at equipment or machinery you have and may also request to see documentation or records. They will also be interested in your own health and safety competence and who is your competent source of health and safety advice. It also isn't unusual for an inspector to chat to your employees or your safety representatives. We can look to Section 20 of the Health and Safety at Work, etc. Act of 1974. That details the extensive legal powers that inspectors have. A few of them are the right of entry to your premises, to examine and investigate, to take measurements and photographs to make recordings, to take samples of articles or substances, to require the production of books or other documents. Once the inspector has finished their visit, if necessary, the inspector may provide verbal or written advice, a notice of contravention, an enforcement notice, or decide to prosecute. I shall now provide a brief summary of each of these actions. Verbal or written advice. This advice is free and will typically be improvements that can be made to health and safety in your workplace. A notice of contravention. This is a letter or in some cases a document that informs you the health and safety laws that have been broken. It will also detail how you broke them and what you need to do to stop breaking them. If this is issued, there is a cost associated, which is called a fee for intervention. An improvement notice. This is served where there is a non-compliance with health and safety legislation. The improvement notice will explain to you what is wrong, the changes you need to implement, and the timescale you have to carry out those changes. A prohibition notice. This is a more severe notice and is served if a work activity presents a serious risk of personal injury now or in the future. For example, a machine that is not adequately guarded. The prohibition notice stops the activity until it has been made safe. Prosecute for breaching health and safety laws. In addition to being prosecuted for breaching health and safety laws, you can also be prosecuted for failing to comply with an enforcement notice or prohibition notice. I hope this edition of my podcast has helped to provide guidance on what a visit to your premises by an inspector may entail, what they may want to look at whilst they are in your workplace, and if necessary, the types of action they may take. I thank you for listening, and goodbye.